This audio presentation is brought to you by the Baptist Missionary Association Theological Seminary. The BMA Seminary provides accredited theological education for equipping God's people for Christ-centered service and leadership roles, with 3 online degrees available now. We are committed to the inerrancy and authority of Holy Scripture and to making disciples of Jesus Christ. For more information about the BMA Seminary and its online degree programs, go to bmats.edu or call toll-free 800-259-5673. That's 800-259-5673.
Delighted to be here with you. Thank you for not skipping chapel today, even though you knew who was speaking. Shelley, thank you for being here. It's always good to have a brother in the service. And I'm glad my bride is here, Jerry Sue. She wrote this sermon. So if you have any comments, you might direct them to her. Gerald Orr played the piano at our wedding 50 years ago. Gerald Orr was about 4 years old when he played the piano at our wedding. Delighted to see you here. 1 Samuel 8, 9, and 10. The sermon title is "Don't Worry About the Donkeys." The sermon sentence for those of you who are in Dr. Holmes' class is this: we can spend our lives chasing elusive things that are really not important to our spiritual life. 1 Samuel 8, 9, and 10, chapter 8, tells us that Israel asked for a king. Samuel, that tallest man between David and Moses, it hurt his feelings, but he brought it before the Lord, and the Lord said, "Go ahead, give them a king." And you'll see that in the last of chapter 8. We want a king over us. Then will we be like the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles. When Samuel heard all that the people had said, he repeated it before the Lord, and the Lord answered, "Listen to them and give them a king." We move into chapter 9. Verse 3. Now the donkeys belonging to Saul's father, Kish, were lost. And Kish said to his son, Saul, "Take one of the servants with you and go and look for the donkeys." So he passed through the hill country of Ephraim and through the area around Shalisha, but they did not find them. How unusual. They went on to the district of Shalim, but the donkeys were not there. How unusual. Then he passed through the territory of Benjamin, but they did not find them. When they reached the district of Zuph, Saul said to the servant who was with him, "Come, let's go back, or my father will stop thinking about the donkeys and start worrying about us." The servant replied, "Look, in this town there is a man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says comes true. So let's go there now. Perhaps he will tell us what way to take." You skip on down to verse 10. Good. Saul said to his servant, "Come, let's go." So they set out for the town where the man of God was. And as they were going up to the hill to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water. And they asked him, "Is the seer here?" "He is. He's ahead of you. Hurry. He's just come to our town today, for the people have a sacrifice at the high place. As soon as you enter the town, you will find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. The people will not begin eating until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice." Afterward, those who are invited to will eat. Go up now. You should find him about this time. They went up to the town, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel coming toward them on his way up to the high place. Now, the day before Saul came to the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, anoint him leader over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, and their cry has reached me. When Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, "This is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people." Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, "Would you please tell me where the seer's house is?" "I am the seer," Samuel said. "Go up ahead of me to the high place." Verse 20, "As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, don't worry about them." Don't worry about the donkeys. Seminary students, I have tried to focus this sermon on you, your life, your family. But the more I read this, the more it focused upon me, my life, and my family. I spend an inordinate amount of time chasing donkeys. Donkey-like people bray into my life. There's another word for donkey that you're all aware of. And sometimes because of the cacophony of that braying donkey, I too become a braying donkey. There are a lot of issues facing seminary students. The faculty cannot hear me. I've slipped on the cloak of silence, and the faculty cannot hear me. Let me speak to you students only. You probably didn't know this, but I'm going to let you in on a secret, students. The faculty meets in the dark of the moon around a blazing fire. And each and every one of them says, "I will have my paper due on this date." "Yes, I will have my paper due on this date too. I will give an exam on this date." "Yes, we all will give an exam on this day." Now, do not tell the faculty I reveal this professorial secret to you. There are a lot of issues you face. If you are a seminary student, you face financial issues. Yes, you do. If you're a seminary student, you face family issues. If there's personal issues, some of you even face health issues. The issues we face are perplexing, and we will not solve them. I know sometimes I worry so much that if I do not worry about those unimportant things, the important things of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God will just collapse without my effort. Perhaps you feel that way too. Saul spent some time chasing donkeys until he got to the seer's house, and the seer said to him, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." As we come to chapel time today, for just a minute, I invite you to bring your life into the very presence of God and hold your life open to Him in this chapel time, and forget about those extraneous things, those elusive donkey-chasing things that so weight us down. There in verse 20 of chapter 9, don't worry about it. That's good advice in itself. Please, before you go to bed tonight, reread Matthew, the words of Jesus, chapter 6. Look at this small bird. I feed this small bird. Will I not do that for you? Look at this flower. I clothe it. Will I not do that for you? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at chapter 9. Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at verse 23 and 24. Samuel said to the cook, bring the piece of meat I gave you. Now, this is not a Subway sandwich. The one I told you to lay aside. So the cook took the leg. You ever seen a lamb leg? Pretty good sized piece of meat. You ever seen a goat leg? Pretty good sized piece of meat. It's not a chicken wing. Pretty good sized piece of meat. And he set it in front of Saul. Samuel said, here it is, what has been kept for you. Eat it, because it was set aside for you on this occasion. Don't worry about the donkeys. I have a sumptuous banquet for you. At the Passover, they were focused on the feasting on the lamb. They were focused on feasting on the lamb. All about them was chaos and darkness and wails of sorrow and death, but they were feasting on the Lamb. At the end of that Passover, Jesus said, this is my body given for you. When you come to communion service in your church, don't treat it as something that is perfunctory. Do not treat it as something that is just, we got to get through it before we can sing the benediction and go have coffee and donuts. It is feasting celestially on the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Don't worry about the donkeys. I have a sumptuous banquet for you. Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at verse 19. I'm going to spend time and talk with you. Imagine the number one man in the country that he says to you, I'm going to spend time with you and I'm going to talk to you. The risen Christ is here in this chapel service. And He is the number one man in God's creation. And He says to you, I am wanting to spend time with you and talk to you about the good in your very life. If you will set aside some time for me, find that place. Find that place that you can be alone with God. Look at chapter 9, verse 27. Don't worry about the donkeys. I'm going to give you a message from God. I like Psalm 73. The psalmist, I just about had it. My hold on God had just about slipped. I looked around me and all that I saw, the evil people, they were prosperous and I was not prosperous, and I had kept my heart in vain. When I tried to understand all this, the psalmist said, it was oppressive to me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood. Dear seminary student, dear child of God, dear deacon, dear pastor, dear Christian worker, go into the sanctuary of God and open your heart to Him and let Him guide you into the way of understanding. My last deployment with the Army, Many people would come to me and say, "Chaplain, this is my problem, that is my problem, here is my problem, here is my situation." And many times, without saying a word to them, I would take them by the hand and lead them through the back door of the chapel into the front pew and say, "I'm going to leave you here to sit in the presence of God. And you talk to God, but more important, you listen to God and let Him speak to you." Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at chapter 10, verse 1. "I'm going to anoint you." My goodness. "I'm going to anoint you." You can tell that I spent a lot of time this morning moosing my hair, fixing it just right. The holy oil of God in the anointing, it was poured over the head. And it, as the psalmist says, it ran down on the beard. And it ran onto the collar. And it ran onto the shoulders of the robe or the coat of the one who was being anointed. It was special. It was not something you wiped off or washed off easily. And those who saw you knew you had been anointed. There was a look and there was a smell with that holy oil of God dripping down upon you. "I'm going to anoint you, King." The holy oil of God is on you, young seminary students. Don't wipe it off. And don't be embarrassed that people might say to you, "You're different." Gladly say, "Yes, I have the holy oil of God upon me. And I want that savor to stay with me. And I want that savor to be with me and in my ministry." Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at chapter 10, verse 1. "I'm going to kiss you." Don't get excited. I like Eastern cultures where men bust the cheek of other men. I like that. First time it happened to me, he was a little short fellow. Had a pretty good beard on him. I don't know how much garlic he had had that day, but he caught me right shut of there in the corner of the mouth and bust me, and it took me back. Now, I will, on occasion, kiss the cheek of other men. I'll do that. And what he said here, "Saul, you're overwrought. Let me hug you and give you the kiss of peace to calm your life down." Regress with me just a little bit to your being a little boy or a little girl. Just regress just to be a little boy or a little girl just a minute. Do you remember climbing up in your daddy's lap? Kiss you. How comforting that is. How long has it been since you took time to go into the lap of the Father and the robes of His holy brightness He wraps around you in His lap and gives you a kiss, the kiss of peace. Look at chapter 10, verse 6. Don't worry about the donkeys. "I'm going to prophesy good about your life." Who wouldn't want to hear that? I hear enough negative about my life. I do. You hear enough negative about your life. You do. "I'm going to give the good words about your life. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Eternal security is yours, not because of something you've done, but because of the grace of God working in your life. Don't worry about the donkeys. Look at chapter 10, verse 9. God will change your heart. The inward man cannot be changed by outward human effort. A lot of people try. A lot of people have some wonderful formulas. A lot of people have some wonderful programs. But the human heart cannot be changed by outward human effort. Only God the Creator can change His creation, and God changes us. God wants to change us today. Stop worrying about the donkeys. Stop worrying about the donkeys. Look at chapter 10, verse 26. Saul went to his home in Gibeah, accompanied by a valiant man whose hearts God had touched. Who wouldn't want to be surrounded by that crowd? Dear seminary students, you are surrounded. You are surrounded by valiant men of God. You are shoulder to shoulder with valiant men of God. Those men who teach your classes, those men who work with you, you are surrounded by valiant men of God. And let me add this quite quickly. You are surrounded by valiant women of God on this campus. You are. Pastor, as you leave this place to go to your church, there are valiant men of God and women of God who will surround you if you will look for them. We love Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, but we forget Ephesians 2, 10, that we walk in those good works that God has put before us even before we were born, that we should walk in them, and He will not leave us alone to have valiant men and women surrounding us to do those good works. Don't worry about the donkeys. That's good advice. There may be issues over which I have no control, but I try in my own life to not worry about the donkeys. And it's hard. It's hard for those who are list people. I'm a list person. Pew, 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 you know? And those of you who have had my course, you know, there's a list. And it's hard when I don't get my list done. Tony Cleaver, don't worry about the donkeys, because there's a sumptuous banquet out there for me. The Lord waits to anoint me. The Lord wants to speak to me. I ask you to come to the Lord's presence even now in this chapel service. Bear your soul before Him. Stop the donkey chasing. Pray with me. Lord, I ask you to help me to stop worrying with the donkeys and to be concerned about the things that you have for me. Give me the grit to pursue the things of the Spirit, the real work of the kingdom, and the fullness of your presence. Make me tired of the donkeys, so that I seek after you and you alone in my life and in my soul and in the work for Christ and His church. Help me to become, as the seer helped Saul, involved in your kingdom today, through the one who ever calls me to be with Him, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's sing another song. Let's stand.